I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Will the legislature convene a veto session next month? It's a question that's on a lot of people's minds in Montpelier these days. And it's still unclear whether concerns about renewable energy siting bill will trigger a gubernatorial veto, or what happens to the legislation if it does. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Communities across Vermont want more sway over the process used to determine where renewable energy projects are built. And a bill passed in the waning hours of the 2016 legislative session tried to boost their influence. But 11th-hour wrangling over various provisions led to some last-minute additions to the legislation.
And people are just throwing things into the boiling pot, thinking that they're fine without doing any due diligence, without taking any testimony, and that's a terrible way to create legislation, and that's what happened.
That's East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein, the outgoing Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources and Energy. And Klein says some of those last-minute additions now jeopardize passage of an underlying bill that had overwhelming support in both chambers of the legislature.
We're still trying to figure out what is in it and what it means.
Governor Peter Shulman responded to questions Monday about whether he'll use his veto pen to scuttle the bill. Lawmakers and administration officials have identified a number of, quote, unintended consequences in the legislation, including one that might force new wind projects to adhere to impossibly low sound standards. Shulman says he appreciates lawmakers' efforts to give towns an opportunity to have more say in the renewable energy siting process.
The bad news is, from my perspective, we have some real concern that it might put the brakes on the ability to build renewables when we desperately need to do so.
Klein says a requirement for the Public Service Board to fast-track interim rules for new sound standards for wind projects has also raised red flags. Shulman says he doesn't know yet whether the problems are severe enough to warrant a veto, and he says it's premature to speculate on what happens if they are.
Then we can look at the question of, do we fix it or do we just veto it and move on?
Addison Senator Chris Bray is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources. Veto or no, Bray says he thinks the core purpose of the legislation is too important to let die.
So I'm all for finding whatever mechanism we can that cures the defects and delivers the bill.
Bray and Klein say that if Shulman vetoes the legislation, then lawmakers could return for a one-day session to redraft a cleaner version of the bill, then pass that version and send it to the governor's desk for his signature. If Shulman does veto the bill, then any attempt to salvage it will be conducted on June 9th. That's the date lawmakers scheduled a veto session in the event one was needed. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.